Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who still is absolutely buzzing off his Apple Watch, and I've just had to watch him talk into it doing a text message, even though it took just as long as what I can imagine writing a text message would take, because you've got to wait for it to like download it and you just look like an arsehole.
Yeah, well, I did look like an arsehole, but I also had a chicken wrap in one hand, so I was winning. Chicken wrap in the right hand, watch on the left, sending texts. Just
you can
know,
do that with a phone, Chris.
Multi-text.
You can.
I can't text in my left hand.
Then put the wrap in.
But that's my wrap eating hand. I can't eat a wrap with my left hand.
I'm sorry. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever.
Like, look.
No.
I cannot eat wraps. I can't enjoy.
Stop
properly
talking into your wrist for text.
Good man.
Anyway.
Listen,
moron,
stop being jealous just because you live in the past and just because you talk like a fishwife and your Apple Watch can't understand what you're saying. Text mom, you want some ham? episode 18.
Yeah,
thank you very much for listening, guys. Before we continue, a word from this week's sponsor.
Great.
This week's sponsor is staying in. Hey, you sick of going out? Staying in.
I love staying. Yes.
Hey, all your friends going out, but you don't want to go?
Staying in. Yeah.
Staying. Yeah. Raining outside? Don't want to get wet?
Always.
Staying.
Yeah. I like this.
Don't you want to have a drink, but you don't want to go out to one big room where loads of strangers sit and you essentially just share a toilet for the night? It's a pub.
Yeah.
Staying.
Yeah.
Some wine in the house.
You can get a nice bottle of wine for like a tenner, which is probably about 2 drinks when you go out.
Yeah. Have a full bottle. Get yourself a straw. Stay in.
I like this week's
sponsor. I knew I'd get you.
I'm all about the staying in.
Time lucky.
Want to take your shoes off and not worry about having to get a tetanus the next day?
Staying in.
Yeah.
Hey, already told your friends that you'll go out? And it's like half an hour before they're going to pick you up. It doesn't matter. Stay in. Turn your phone off. Close curtains. And stay in.
Does staying in give us any money towards this podcast?
Yep. Staying in have paid with all of the unlimited nights in we've got this year of them.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's so kind.
I got a voucher.
Well done.
So as many nights in as we want this year from
Staying
In.
Lucrative sponsor.
Thank you very much to Staying In and everyone involved in Staying In.
Thanks, Staying In. Love you. Always. Bye. Oh, here's the jingle. Oh, shit. I got so excited about staying in.
You'd sit with a massive smile on your face, and I'm like, Rosie?
Sorry. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, here we go again, episode 18. Mofos, thank you for coming back.
Never say that again.
No,
thanks.
I'm sorry. Very happy to have you here. Thank you for all your lovely comments. Please rate, subscribe, and all that other stuff.
And also, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com for later on the podcast when we'll be answering your little sweet questions.
Yeah. Sweet as the day is long. What you been up to?
We both of us went to our good friend's wedding at the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
But I, Chris Ramsey, fulfilled a lifelong ambition of being someone's best man.
You did.
It was very nice.
I mean, you didn't see yourself as best man from like an outsider's point of view.
Oh God, am I going to get a bad gig?
No, not at all. Like, you did a great job.
Thank you.
But you were very attentive.
Was I now?
Yeah, a bit stressed when there was not enough chairs.
Oh, well, do you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
The families were all sitting, the parents were all sitting on the front rows, on the right and the left, and I'm like, I know it's your kid getting married, but guess what? You don't get front row.
Yeah.
But you can't say that to them. And they'd already, I don't know, tensions were high, man. I didn't want to, like, shout at them.
It was very funny at one point when I was just watching you, and people were coming in, before they'd even set, like, foot into the venue.
Yeah.
Got a drink or whatever, you were taking the cards and presents off them.
Absolutely.
Which was...
My job. That's what I did.
It's like you'd been given a job.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kids at school have got to collect pencils in. They're like, go around taking them out of other kids' hands. That was you. It was very funny to watch.
Well, do you know what happened, right? When I was at school, I was never a milk monitor. I was never a prefect. I was never on the football team. And I never got to go on any trips. So that was all fulfilled. For me, on Friday. Yeah.
I'm so glad you had a lovely time. Yeah. And you did a nice speech.
And I made a fortune on all the money I took out of them cards and presents as well. So
did
well
you actually?
My head's off, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, no, you were good. You were very good. Well done.
Thank you.
It's a lovely day.
I did enjoy it. It was very nice. And congratulations again to Carl and Sophie, because I know you listen. Congrats.
Love yous.
Congrats especially on how hammered you managed to get by the end of the day. Bloody well done.
It's a very drunken wedding, guys.
Lots of fun. Class. What have you been up to?
I also fulfilled a lifelong dream.
Oh, aye.
And I went to see the Spice Girls live in concert.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It was great. Really good night. I haven't actually spoken to you about this. I've spoken to you about the concert, but I haven't mentioned this bit. So the Spice Girls concert was great. It was filled with women my age.
Yeah.
Who clearly, you know, married, work, have kids. I'm not saying every one of them, but most of them, right?
Well, the generation who enjoyed the Spice Girls in their prime.
It, exactly. It was just a free-for-all of a crazy hot mess, and I was one of them. Like, there was, and how many was there of us? I think there was 6 or 7 of us went. I can't remember. I'm not going to count it. We were running round, just shouting at each other, just calling each other slags. The whole night. I don't know why. Because we were just like, whoa, slags, way, slags. Because there was so many women there, we were like, look at all the slags. It was just, do you know when you're like, it's we like, are professional women, yeah. Like all got, most of us got kids and we just went crazy. We were running around, wow. We were drinking wine from the bottle. Like it was just a free for all. But everybody else was exactly the same.
You just regressed.
Everybody just regressed. And wow. You know for a fact the next day I could have went in the bank. And yeah. Seen someone working who had literally been like high-fiving next to us.
Calling a slag. I think the name badge in the bank would have said slag.
Just Mrs. Slag. I say it like, in the nicest way possible.
Right. So you reappropriated the word essentially.
Yeah, it was just loads of slags in one place. It was great. So we were just shouting at each other.
Right, okay. So just slags. To sort of dissect this, in the sort of, the, you know, in the offensive term of the word slag, doing slaggy things. Mm. You weren't actually doing slaggy things. People weren't randomly getting sucked off and cheated on.
Absolutely. Well, not just... that I know of, but it was just a bunch of slags in one place. All loving the Spice Girls.
That is so weird.
It was really weird, but yeah. I had the best time ever. You know, and everyone just let loose.
You know when you're a young lad, right? You'll not know this. Well, you know when you're a young lad, Rosie? No, you know when you're a young lad, you often think like when the girls have a sleepover and when the girls are in the changing room at PE, you often think like, God, I wonder what goes on there. Like, I bet it's like amazing because like girls are these incredible creatures that you know nothing about. I didn't know you just ran around calling each other slags.
Yeah, that's it. It was disgusting. We're all we just get drunk, sing. I mean, when they did, do you remember, Mama, I love
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
we all cried.
Jesus.
Everyone was crying. Cuddling. Brilliant. All the slags crying. It was shocking.
Bunch of bloody soppy slags.
Soppy.
I can't believe I'm getting away with saying slag so much as a man.
I know. But it was great.
So you had a lovely time at the Spice Girls.
Amazing time. Like,
great.
It was really good.
How did you get home?
just
for everyone who follows Rosie on Instagram, you may have seen. She documented it. You know, probably going to be looking for an award for that little documentary she made. I think I'd call it One Wet Shoe. Do you explain to people what you did, Rosie?
Walked home.
Yep.
Because the metro queue was ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're not from the northeast, the metro is like the tube, or it's just a train, basically. The queue was huge, and I was just fed up. I had my trainers on because we wore trainers because we're cool, and we walked home, and I needed the toilet.
Yep.
So me and my friend Rachel, she's getting named.
Brilliant.
We decided to go. There was a concrete bus shelter.
Mm-hmm.
It was late at night. There wasn't many cars, and there was long grass. So we thought, you know what? Let's have a wee. Because, listen, right?
Yep.
Girls and boys wee. And I know, will I get arrested if I say I'm going to have a wee?
No.
Okay.
They might send you an £80 fine, but...
£80? You
know, it's a business expense because we're talking about it on the podcast. You can write it off.
Okay, well, for the purposes of this is all fictional. Never happened. There was long grass and we were like, right, let's go have a wee here because I was desperate. And at the end of the day, there was no toilet and I needed a wee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a big baby. It was coming out anyway. I actually already wet myself 3 times in the concert anyway.
Wow, this is new information.
Oh, did I not tell you that?
No.
I can't jump up and down. Bit of wee comes out. I'm sorry. Chris, I can't. He was nearly £11. Like, I am wrecked down below.
Oh,
so anyway, I'd done it a little bit, and because I'd been drinking a lot of wine.
Yeah.
So, walking home, had a little wee behind the bus stop, and I was like, because there was nettles and stuff, so I kind of went on me honkers.
Yeah.
I started, it was a much bigger wee than I anticipated, and I kind of felt it trickling down my leg.
Jesus
I was a bit
Christ.
Drunk, and it went on my foot. Just one foot. But I couldn't stop because if I'd stopped, I would have like fell backwards. I'd have fell backwards in the nettle. So it was like, do you want to get stung by a nettle or do you want to have a wet shoe? So I went for the wet shoe.
Brilliant.
And then I Instagrammed it when I got home.
Do you know what it is? You owned it. You owned it. You Instagrammed it and you owned it. You didn't need to.
I didn't need. I was very drunk.
Didn't need to. Hashtag oversharing.
I ate a pack of ham as well. Full pack of ham.
Full pack of ham.
Pack of ham.
It was an interesting thing to wake up to. And where did we go that day? We went somewhere that day.
To the wedding.
Oh, yeah, it was to the wedding, wasn't it? Yeah, because I lost count of how many people said to me, has your wife got her trainers on?
I know.
Everyone had seen it.
Well, by the time I woke up, it had 85,000 views or something like that. And I was like, oh, it's out there now. But it's gone now. It's gone.
It's
forever.
Gone now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So was the shoe.
No, I washed it.
No, I burnt them.
No, you did. They were Skechers. They were posh. They're expensive, them. So anyway, the moral of the story is, South Tyneside Council, can you please put more public toilets everywhere?
There should be. I'll be honest with you. Whenever I need a wee in public, I'm always devastated that there's not more places.
But at least you've got a todge.
A todge.
A chucky.
I don't like that name.
At least you've got one of them.
It's a lot easier.
And
the problem is, a woman weeing in public looks worse because it's got all the physical language of a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to squat as if you're having a poo, but you're not. You're just weeing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't aim it. You can get them little things. You know, they're called she-wees. It's like
a little funnel. Well, I am. I am going to get one.
Yeah?
Genuinely going to get one. I'm going to have it in my handbag.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you could get one of them she-wees, right? And then put like a tube on it and just cut out the middleman and just have the tube go straight into your trainer. Fill it up.
Great.
Not a pint of the yellow stuff, landlord.
Also, just quickly, another couple of things.
Yes.
Just a bit of admin.
Bit of housekeeping.
Been going through the emails and going through, you know, Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Not one person has been offended by Muggle.
Oh, right, okay.
So you're stupid. And
I think if I'd said it, they'd have been hell on.
Okay,
but I think
enough.
You got away with that. Because you are half Muggle.
And half slag.
And half slag. No, full slag, half muggle. Slug blood.
A muddy slag.
Slaggle. Sluggle. Oh, God.
Sluggle, I like that. And another one, just because recently, you know, I've really gotten in my running.
Mm.
I'm a runner now. I wave at runners and that when I'm running.
Oh, did you just do that?
I do like a casual 5K every time I go.
Got you.
Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to give a little shout out, us to give a little shout out to everyone who is listening to us while you're running.
Oh, yeah.
Because people do. I get a lot of messages saying, you know, doing whatever, running, great. Yeah. And I just want to say, you guys, keep going. You're doing a really good job. You're probably absolutely wrecking your knees, but that's fine.
No, you're not wrecking your knees. Tell you right now, guys, I said this to Steve Cram. I did an interview, and Steve Cram was an Olympian.
Yes,
was
I know
on a radio
is.
Show with
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't run because it knackers your knees. And he said, absolutely not. He said, football and things like that knacker your knees because you've got to move and swerve and dodge and change direction. But running, just going forward, your knee bending in and out like a piston, the way it was designed to, cannot hurt your knees.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
So keep on running.
Keep on running. Hey, keep motivation.
Keep to my
If you're running, keep going, guys. Go on. Little bit. Pick this bit. Watch out for the dog shit. Oh, you stood in it. Go home.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Beef time. What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? That is the first time you've ever actually harmonised with me.
Did I harmonise?
That was good.
Oh,
well done.
Do I get a badge?
No.
Gold sticker?
No, you don't get anything.
Gold shower?
You can have one of them anytime.
What's your beef? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. My beef with you recently, it's been going on for a while. It's hitting a peak at the minute.
Right.
I am living with two people. There is Rosie with all our good intentions. Love them both dearly, but there is Rosie with all our good intentions. Right. And then there is the Rosie who is a victim of that Rosie's good intentions. And I get bollocked from both of them. Example.
This makes no sense. Example. No sense.
It will. Example. Rosie with good intentions. Chris, will you make me go on a run tomorrow? No problem, sweetheart. The next day, I don't want to go on a run. Come on, go on a run. Why are you making us go on a run? Why are you such a pig? You're such a dick. Why? Sorry, darling, you just said...
No! It's not fair!
Okay, sorry about that. Next one. Don't buy any sweets or chocolate, Chris. Don't buy them. Do not buy them. All right, no problems. Rosie, later that evening, finishes her dinner. Is any sweets or chocolate? You told us not...
Oh, my God! Why are you such a dick? God! Can't have anything...
It is unbearable. It's unbearable.
Right, okay, all right. Listen. Oh, you can have that. First time ever. That is, you've got it there. Can't help it. I know. I know, because I've actually heard when I've said, I know I've said to you.
It's unbelievable.
Tell us, don't let us eat that, or tell us to do this, or blah-de-blah. Like, don't let us have 9 bags of crisps. Just tell us off at 5.
Yeah.
And then when you do it, I'm like, fuck you!
It's craziness. And you know what I've even thought of, right? I've even thought of getting you to video a thing of yourself, like 51st date. Like getting you to video a little message going, Rosie, Chris is playing this to you now because I know you're asking for a bar of chocolate and you know you don't really want. And you know what would happen? I would show you that and you would go,
why are you showing us that? You're such a dick!
I can't help it. I've got problems. Do you know what I need? I just need my jaw wired shut. That's what I need.
I think release a single. That's what got Kanye big.
Well, there
to
you go.
The wire.
Yeah. Imagine this podcast.
Rosie, why have you got chocolate minced through the wire in your thing? Rosie, why's the blender got melted chocolate in it? Was there a syringe over there with cocoa pot milk in it?
What'd you keep crumbling cake for? anyway,
slammed sorry it. About slam that. Dunk. Boom.
Sorry. I'll try and stop.
What's your beef?
Okay, my beef this week. Can we just quickly want to put out there that you asked me, have I got a beef?
Can I just, yeah. That was really, yeah. I literally
thought we'd run out.
Well, I said to you, I was across the kitchen and I said, have you got a beef this week? And you went, oh, sweetheart, I've got loads.
I genuinely thought we'd run out, but I've got loads. I've got some really good ones.
Really.
So I've just had to pick from a list of a few.
Well, I've got some on the back burner, but you keep doing something new that just goes to the top of the list.
Mm, great. It's That's always nice to know.
In this week at number one, you go straight to the top of the charts with something you do. just before the podcast.
Get in. Okay, my beef with you this week, but this is just a forever beef.
Great.
Okay, this is like a slow roasted beef tenderloin. You, Christopher Ramsey, you cannot go to bed on an argument. And that upsets me. Because I could quite happily have a row.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Yeah.
You know, screaming, throwing stuff maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
Then I could just, like, I could just go to sleep.
Wow. Well.
But you can't.
Okay. Well, may I flag up? Psychopath behaviour. Eh? I heard once that you should never go to bed angry. Right?
Yeah, that's when you first get together.
No, I think we should try and keep it going forever because I'm a sensitive soul. Right? Right. Honestly, you can handle... I tried to do a bit of this in stand-up and I had to drop it because I just sounded pathetic and the crowd just felt bad for us. Because there's two kinds of people in a relationship, in my opinion. There's the person like you who can scream and shout and go crazy and like pull a knife on the other one and then go about your day like nothing's happened. You can literally be screaming and shouting. I was going, you know what? I hate you. I wish you never met. Ding dong, your mate's at the door. Oh, hiya, you look gorgeous. Pop out. Like, just switches it. And then there's me. It was literally like, I take every argument and I build it up in my head. And I think it's the worst thing that's ever happened. And I need to be friends with you straight away. But you're literally like, you know, Chris, you forgot to put me shirt in the wash. And I'm like, right, who's having Robin then in the divorce?
Me, obviously.
What weekends will I get him?
Don't get ahead of yourself. But that's because we're different people. And weirdly, because soft. Even though I can argue and whatever, I am crazy laid back. You know, I am. Like, I can just be like, right, okay, forget about it and go to sleep. Whereas you, I can see you in your eyes, you're like,
I can't do it, honestly.
Bless you.
So let's just get this into perspective here. Your beef with me this week, Rosie, is that I care too much.
No, I just, I want to have a row and I want to not speak to you for like 5 days.
Right, well, stop hiding me passport and I'll just fuck off for 5 days.
That would be amazing. Do you know what the problem is at the minute?
What?
You're not on tour.
It is, innit? I'm not on tour.
We've seen too much of each other.
Yeah, and then we'll do this.
Sick to death.
I'm going to York tonight for a gig, so...
Good. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So we've had What's Your Beef, but I think we can now go to what we can all agree is the real meat. The real meat of Shag Married Annoyed.
Meaty, meaty.
It is your questiones.
Questions from the public. Still haven't done another jingle.
No. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and rate and subscribe and like and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Rosie, what have the public been saying?
There's some great questions this week, Chris. First question here. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. What are your thoughts on really loud yawners? It's one of the things that annoys me the most. I mean, no one wants to hear how tired someone is or see the contents of their mouths. Thanks, Lisa. What's your thoughts on loud yawners?
I was thinking this the other day. Now, I'm not, but like, I don't know who she's talking about here. Rosie, if you yawn loudly, doesn't bother us.
Yeah.
If a friend or someone I'm with yawns loudly.
Yeah.
If someone who is with another group of people yawns loudly and I'm not with them, again, doesn't bother us that much. Okay. It's people who do it on their own in public.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've got on the train and someone gets... It happened the other day when me and you were on the train after our Saturday kitchen and someone gets on and they sit down on their own and they go...
It's so weird.
And then at the end they go... That clacking of the mouth. And I'm like, who the fuck was that for? You're on your own. You didn't need to do that, you arrogant bastard.
There's no need for the noise. I wonder if it's a nervous thing, maybe.
Maybe when they get into one place on their own.
I don't know. Maybe...
No, Rosie, don't make an excuse for them. They're dickheads. It's not cool.
And the stretching. Oh, but here's the one. I cannot stand people who sneeze really loud.
Yeah, loud sneezes.
You don't need. There's no need.
Yeah.
But then I hate people who sneeze really quietly. Who try and hold it in. So I'm like, can you hit just a middle ground?
Really, I had, in my new stand-up show that's getting recorded this month, I had a routine that I've just dropped about sneezing.
Really?
And you didn't know about this routine. No. And you've literally said, see, Now and then you say that we're very different people in the heat of an argument when I'm crying, right? And you
can
say
you
that
stop,
we're very...
Right, can you stop making me sound awful?
Sorry. Put the knife down. I didn't mean it. Sorry. No.
Stop it.
Sometimes you say we're very different people. When you say something like that, it makes us just love you even more, right? There's two moments when I love you more than anything. And one is like that, right?
Yes.
The other one's when you leave the house for a bit. I'm joking. The other one is if we're watching a Marvel film or something together.
And I get excited.
You get excited. I'm like, just a little boy like me. This is class.
The Marvel jizz comes in.
Sneezing is so weird because someone who scream sneezing is terrifying. Just in public, just...
Horrible.
In a train station, you're like, Jesus Christ.
It's really given me shocks before.
Yeah.
Like, not nice.
But the worst, even worse than that is, and you go, you really?
Yeah.
You want to go up and go, give me that sneeze next time? Because you didn't deserve that.
You didn't enjoy that
You
sneeze.
Wasted that fucking sneeze.
I know.
Sneeze.
Like,
it's the... But it's the build, they go, and you go, fuck off. That is madness.
Awful behaviour. I think mine's like,
that's the perfect one.
Normal.
Again, that's the perfect one.
Yeah.
The perfect noise of a sneeze, and I've thought about this a lot. You know when you finish pumping your tyres up at the garage?
And the little bit
when
of
when you
air
take
comes
it off
out.
And it goes, psst, that's what you're allowed.
Perfect.
No screaming, no, I know this is shop set up and everyone looking. No! None of that. Just, I know this is your wedding, but turn around and look at me! Dickheads.
We just got a bit of your stand-up routine there.
Full on, yeah. And do you know what it is? I'm all about recycling.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it a lot. Maybe we can keep it for...
I'm thinking I shouldn't have cut it from the show.
No, it was good. It might still be in, we'll see. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, you are going to lose your shit.
Get in.
With this question.
Always nice to hear.
It's one of them questions where you go, the people are different.
Mm-hmm.
People are different. You ready?
Yeah.
Quick question, Rosie and Chris. Do you share towels as a family? I live with my husband and a two-year-old, and we have always shared towels. We both grew up with our family sharing towels as well. But I found out that my friend and her husband have their own separate towels with, like, quirky designs on them, e.g., Batman, so they know who's belong to who. Are we weird? She thinks sharing is unhygienic, but us, we are a family and I don't see the issue. Anonymous, thank the Lord, because...
Jesus.
No, from the Scruffy Bastards.
From those people who smell like damp washing all the time.
From the Thrush family. With a side of threadworms.
Oh, yeah, God. That. Yeah.
No.
Jesus.
You don't need to share towels. You need three towels.
Right. Now, hold on, because I don't think this is clear, right? First of all, the people who she said, I love that she was like, we know people who don't share, they have their own towels, lardy fucking da, in Buckingham Palace. Sorry. Everyone, Rosie's just leant back laughing and hit her head off the wall.
Ooh, ouch. It's them getting us back. Scrubby bastards. Take that, you bitch.
Yeah, I'll shift the table for you.
Thanks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, first of all, right? Those people who Shay tells, the fact that he's got a EG Batman, so in the house, the guy is using a Batman beach towel in his
bathroom. No. What you're saying is, this person is saying that their friends have separate towels.
Right.
So, and they've got like Batman, I'm guessing the kids or whatever have got Batman on.
Okay.
And they know what towels are what. You know, right. Like normal people.
Yeah, but right. No, see, there's three ways here that she's uncovered. And I don't know. I'm assuming she is literally, there's a towel. That's the bathroom towel. Use it if you've had a bath. Everyone uses that towel, which is minging. Because I'm sorry, if your husband's properly dried his arse crack, then you're drying your face. You're going to end up with conjunctivitis.
Oh, how are these people not dead yet? I'm sorry. You cannot be sharing towels as adults.
But there's that, right? There's that, which is what I think they do, right? Then there is what we do, which is I will know that the navy blue towel is mine until it goes in the wash, and then I'll get the next towel out, and I'll know that's mine, and I'll know where I hang it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because we don't... Yeah.
But you can use the navy blue towel once it's been washed.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And then there's the third level, which is the people that she's talking about, who have their own specific towels, who, even if it's been washed, the other person can't use
it. But that, you know, that at least that kind of can make sense.
I'm okay with all but the first option.
Yeah, everything, but don't share your towels.
No way. I am not drying my inner ear with something my son has dried his bum on. There is no chance.
I mean, I've used Robin's towel before.
Right.
If I've been in the bath.
Right.
And it's been there.
Yeah.
But he's a three-year-old boy, like, and I know...
Well, you wash him, so
I wash
him clean.
In the bath. Like, I literally wash his bum, so I know that his bum is always clean. Uh-huh. So it's kind of, it's just there's a dry towel, and then I'll put it in the wash after I've used it. I won't give him it again. But, right, towels aren't that expensive.
No.
I would understand if it was like something really crazy expensive. You could literally go to Wilkinson's or any other shop and get a pack of towels for not that crazy amount of money.
Or if you're like a comedian, you tour a lot, just nick them from hotels.
I've got loads. Jobs are good. I've
got loads from hotels.
Yeah.
I take one from every hotel.
I mean, stop doing that.
Well, sometimes I take one from the hotel, I take it to the gig on the night, then I'll use it at the gig on the night, and then I'll stay in the same hotel chain the next night and I'll replace it. The hotel chain haven't lost out. They've still got their towel. It's just at a different site.
That's a lie.
It's not.
It is a lie. Because why have I got so many hotel towels?
Because on the last day, I've got nowhere to put it, so I bring it home.
Great.
One day I might turn up at a hotel divan and I might just dump them all in and go, surprise, motherfuckers.
There you go. Supplies, motherfuckers.
One each, bitches.
Yeah. What do you think they do? Do you think when they go to a hotel, they're like, a towel each, guys. It's like Christmas.
There's three towels in the bathroom. That's one each. Oh my God, it's like being the queen. Look at us.
Oh, Mama, Dad. Yeah. I'm so happy we don't have to share a towel tonight.
I'm so glad I brought the selfie stick. Look, I'll take a photo of us with a towel each. Look. We're normally all behind one towel. Look at us living like kings.
Why is it as well that I can just imagine that it's like, I'm sure they've probably got a few towels at the just share.
Yeah.
But why can I only imagine one little towel?
Why can I imagine the man getting dried with a towel and the woman standing next to him naked, dripping wet, freezing, waiting for him to be finished with the towel? Hurry up, Steve, me nipples could cut glass.
Or if one of them's got like a big occasion, they'd be like, can I use the towel first tonight?
I did the dishwasher. You can use I'll use the towel first. You can wait.
God. Oh, what? I feel like I'm going to find that email.
We are unearthing.
Email back and be like, can I give you some of me towels?
We are unearthing a layer of society that I didn't know existed here. We've got, so far, Rosie, since we've been doing this podcast, we have learnt about people who don't have a specific side of the bed.
Mm.
They just climb in whatever side. Like it's a fucking sleepover. Like it's the 60s and you're at Woodstock, right? Yeah. And now people who just fucking, what's that? Tea towel or arse towel? Doesn't matter. It's all so ours. It's our towel is what it is.
Don't forget the foursome on a Wednesday.
Foursome on a Wednesday. I mean, that was a...
Do you know what I mean?
Goodness me.
You people are cray.
Do you know what? Oh, we bloody love yous.
No, I mean, I'm loving it. But
keep it coming. It's... Oh, man alive.
Weird. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Right, Rosie, next question here. As if by magic, right? If you thought towel sharing was weird, get a load of this.
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, love the podcast. It's my favourite thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I live in the same house as my boyfriend.
Mm.
Show off. However, we own different floors.
What?
This is amazing as we live together and have separate space at the same time. I know it sounds weird, but believe me, it's the dream. It does sound weird. It sounds really fucking weird.
Is there more to this?
Yeah, there's another bit, but let's just dissect this for now. They live in one house and they own different floors. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Is it like when they got the house, did they run in like in prison and go, "Top Bugsy, top bunk"? Top bunk's mine.
All the top floor to myself.
So but weird.
Then, right, okay. If it's an up and down house, the kitchen's usually on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
The bathroom's on the top. So one of yours is like, so you'd be like, would you rather have the kitchen?
That's so strange.
Do you want to get murdered first?
Yeah.
Or do you want the bathroom and be a little bit safer upstairs? What would you pick?
Why do you always think a murderer's coming in? Why do you always think as well that a murderer's motive is whoever's the closest?
Because that's what murderers do.
Brilliant. Is it a three-floor house and on one floor you've got the living area?
No, let's just go from...
Well, let's imagine this is our house.
Okay.
It's our house, right?
Which floor would you pick?
Downstairs.
Would you?
Because we've got a Dutch bungalow and there's a bedroom downstairs. So it's the love of... It's perfect, isn't it? And I'd also get office and I'd get kitchen.
Do they sleep in the same bed?
Well, I'm...
This is far too vague. We need to know more on this.
The girlfriend and boyfriend, I'm assuming.
Is it girlfriend? Hang on. Well,
yeah.
Who's wrote it? Who's it by?
Katie Joy.
Oh, so we don't know if it's girls. Girl, boy, boy.
Oh, it might be girl. It might be girl, and they might share a name.
Katie/Joy.
No, it's boyfriend, I think. I live in the same house.
Oh, no, I live in the same house as my boyfriend.
I live in the same house as my boyfriend. However, we have different floors.
A boy and a girl. Not this that makes any difference, but I just like to know in my mind.
This is amazing. As we live together and have separate space at the same time, I know it sounds weird, but believe me, it's the dream. That's it must be like a three-floor flat where downstairs is a living room and kitchen and utility room and all that, and then the next floor up is a bedroom and a bathroom, and the next floor up is a bedroom and a bathroom.
Do you think?
But then where do you sleep? On the fucking landing together?
To me, it makes no sense. Do you know all I can think of when I read this, right? Me and my sister, growing up, shared a room, right? We used to put a bit of string in the middle of the room to be like, that's your half, this is my half, right? It's literally a bit of string. It was like, don't put any of your stuff on my half of the room.
Have you moved the string? You've moved the string.
Mom! She's moved the string again! And that's all I can think with this. Like, do they stand at the top of the stairs? One of them stand at the top of the stairs going, I don't want you in my room today.
Yeah.
Don't want you in my house today.
Is the decorating really different? Like, what if he's a goth and she's not? And, like, his floor's just black and sort of, like, pictures of the devil and that. And her floor's, like, flowers and sunshine.
Was there more to this question?
Yeah, there was. So
right,
it says,
sorry, really
my question is, I mean, I was so flabbergasted by the first bit, I don't give a shit about your question. But here's the question. My question is, however, he owns a pair of large speakers, which can easily be heard from the moon. My question is it okay to call the police with a noise complaint if it's your neighbour and other half?
They really live separate. What the
this
actual
is genuinely
fuck?
True.
They live separately and he's got a pair of large speakers.
Maybe, right? Maybe.
I don't understand. Are they brother and sister?
Maybe it was a flat. You know how... You're downstairs
stop trying to dissect
but
this is okay and it's the way that the house is divided. This is weird. This is so weird. If you're in a relationship, either have different houses. You can't have different floors because it just makes no sense. I'm sorry, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't think you should be together, the pair.
You should bother. What's the point? Or live separately. Do you know what I mean? The belates live in London and they're just trying
to... Well, fucking floor each, you're joking, aren't you? You'd be lucky to get one floor in London.
They'd be doing the string in the room.
Doing the string across the bed.
What was the question?
Can she phone the police with a noise complaint?
Absolutely, yes. If people are making a lot of noise, ring the police.
Yeah,
but then
the police will get there and they'll go, right, and you'll go, well, this is my floor that I live on and my neighbour upstairs, who's also my husband, bear with us.
He lives on his floor, and he's got some speakers, and I bought the speakers, so technically one of the speakers is mine. Lock you both up, and good night. Throw away the key, you couple of fucking
officer,
maniacs.
Officer, while you're still there, could you ask him what he wants for his tea? Because this is my floor, but I said I'd make dinner the night, because it's a Thursday, and every Thursday we cook dinner for each other. It's my turn this week, but can you just tell him to turn the noise down, because I can't hear him.
I don't like it on Wednesdays, because on Wednesdays we cook dinner on his floor and he hasn't got a kitchen, so we'll just have pot noodles out of his kettle in the bedroom. And I'm not going to ask him what he wants, because last time he done us for trespassing.
Could you also please empty this bucket of shit, because I haven't got a toilet on my floor. And I don't want to disturb him, because we're both weird as fuck.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, I've got a question here.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Wow. Rosie and Chris, we'd just like to let you know that we are your biggest Canadian fans.
Oh, yay.
Thank you very much.
Love Canada.
You know what I love about Canadians? Very polite people.
They are. They're lovely.
Very polite. Mm-hmm. Can you remember, Rosie, just before I read this question, when we were on our honeymoon in Santorini?
Yes.
And we're walking, we're parked in a car park, and we walked round the cliff to a little special secret beach that everyone said was amazing. And we're walking in a line with lots of other people.
Yeah.
And I sneezed, and a man literally 10 metres away went, bless you. And I laughed and went, oh, I bet you're Canadian. He was Canadian.
Of course he
was.
That's
how polite they are. He literally sped up to say bless you.
Cripplingly polite.
So bless you, our Canadian fans. You lovely, lovely people.
Lovely to have you here.
They say here, one of our favourite episodes was when you were talking about how much sex people have in a week. Mm. We were around once a week and thought maybe that wasn't enough. So we did it 4 times in 24 hours.
Wowza.
Jesus, what was it, bank holiday? Not a good idea. We were so sore.
Oh,
a bit too much. So now we've bought, get this, Rosie, a bang pillow.
A bang pillow?
Bang. B-A-N-G. Bang. A bang pillow. I'll tell you.
Is that a put on the bits?
cushion in the push.
Cushion.
A tiny pillow that says bang on it.
Okay.
And when one of us is feeling like a hump, brilliant, Rank. Lovely, how romantic, it's feeling like a hump, we leave it in a place for the other one to find.
Oh my God.
There are some rules that go with the pillow, but it has made our sex life more random and less routine. What? We were wondering how you guys initiate your sex. Is it random or routine? From, and wait for this name, Barnaby and Louise.
Well, isn't that just lovely? Childless Barnaby and Louise.
Barnaby would like a hump. View the pillow. Look at the pillow.
Humpeth is sooner. How Excellent. Do we initiate sex?
Well, first of all, she said there's some rules that go with the pillow, and she hasn't said what the rules are, which is really annoying. I'm assuming it's the lady who's written this, but... Well, I don't know why you haven't told us what the rules are for the pillow, because I've got my head's going crazy now.
What is it? The way their pillow's angled is going to tell you which position they're going to
do? Yeah, put it upside down. Or,
is it what room the pillow is in? That's where you're going to have sexual intercourse? Yeah.
Or maybe if you have to do it, if you find the pillow on the floor, you've just got to bend over and put your head on the pillow and the other one just runs up and back.
Oh, God. Like wild animals. I don't like the sound of the bang pillow. That's not my cup of tea. Like, don't be getting any ideas on that, because I mean,
personally, right, I don't think my my morale and my self-confidence could take having a bang pillow thrown into my face and you shouting fuck off.
Not today.
And you can get that out of my face as well. Okay, sweetheart.
You'd need like a calendar. You'd need a special calendar to know when I'm due on, when I'm on. When I'm just coming off and Rosie, it's like rank.
I know when you're due on and when you're on.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, there's subtle hints. There's subtle hints, don't
Stabby
you?
Stabby hints.
Yeah, there's subtle hints.
No,
yeah.
So what do we do to initiate sex? Because I've actually thought of this.
Right.
The way that we currently initiate sex with the 3.5-year-old and a bit of a stressful life is we kind of just calculate when the last time we had sex was and go, it's been ages. We should probably have sex.
Have we started reverting to handshakes rather than hugs around the house? Probably time to have sex again. Did she say I love you and did I high five her? I think I did. Probably time for sex again.
It's
Stop headbutting the microphone.
I'm sorry. It's tragically true. But do you know what? I'm not even ashamed of that because I've got friends who are in exactly the same position.
Oh, God, everyone's in the same position, man.
It's only a short time in my life, Chris. We will get our sex life back on track.
Oh, God.
To at least twice a month.
When we're old. Great. Yeah.
No. Like, once Robin's a bit older. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm not bothered. We're going to have to cut this bit out because it's going to get weird. I'm happy with this. Leave the joke in, Daisy. It's getting a bit weird.
Get off the internet. Yeah. Stop buying bang pillows. All right? I'll crochet you one. And it'll say, not today, love.
And that's it. That's what they need. They need the bang pillow. Then they need another one. You need a, I'm not in the mood blanket. That goes over the bang pillow.
Yes. I've got a headache.
I think I've got a headache blanket.
That's what you need.
Goes over the bang pillow.
It could be a pillow. It could be a pillow as well.
The bang pillow.
And it's
pillow.
Just oh, either side. Oh, my God. One side says bang and the other side says fuck off. Basically, just fuck off.
No, all right. So one side says bang and then if they turn it over and it's no, but what you need to know that they've seen it. But then that's so weird. So they leave the bang pillow and then they'll just sit and wait and then one of them will walk in the other room and then they'll come back in and go... Go on then. It's like, why the pillow? Why is the pillow involved, you
Chris,
fucking weirdos?
Listen, right. They might not be weird. Yeah. We don't know how old they are. Yeah. Like, remember when you were 19, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd loved a bang pillow.
A bang pillow. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Back in the days, man. Back in the day when we were reckless, fun, full of jizz.
Yeah, full of jizz.
Young, dumb and full of cum.
Yeah.
That's you.
Thanks. I just...
So, you know, they're probably young. And they've got more spirit than we have.
I can't picture someone called Barnaby being under 50. I can't. I think he was born 50. He came
Benjamin
out.
Button.
Yeah, he came out 50-year-old, and he had a bang pillow under his arm, and he went, "Hump time, commence!" And he went off to find someone with a bang pillow. There's no way he was ever 19. No chance. Thanks, Barnaby and Louise. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please make this anonymous as my partner listens to this podcast and I don't want him to get upset.
Oh, yes. But we do.
Just stop it. Do you think that spontaneous romantic gestures, brackets such as buying flowers, going on dates, etc., are vital to a successful and happy relationship?
Mm.
I have been with my partner for 4
background.
Years.
Background.
Oh, yeah, some background here.
Oh,
here
yes.
We are.
Come on then. Do you want me to do background music?
Do you want to do a little...
Yeah, I'll do one.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I have been with my partner for 4 years. No, I don't like it. I think I'll cry. Listen, right, this is serious. Come on. I have been with my partner for 4 years and we've lived together for most of this time. I can't remember the last time my boyfriend bought me flowers or took me out on a date night without first being prompted for some reason. Brackets, him doing something that has upset me or me blatantly saying I'd really like some flowers. Oh, God, I'm going to cry. I thought for a long time that this was okay and I'd learned to live with not being that lovey-dovey since he works away from home a lot. Like Chris, but then when I see my friends and colleagues having flowers delivered to work and being taken on spontaneous, thoughtful date nights or simply just hearing stories of how their partners have done something dead sweet for them that doesn't involve materialistic things, it makes me really, really sad that we don't have that.
Oh.
We are both still in our early 20s and don't have children, and I somehow feel like we are acting like a married couple with kids who ain't got time for spontaneity. Brackets, no offence meant by this. None taken.
None taken.
Sorry to be a huge downer with this question. I'd love to know your thoughts.
My first thoughts are,
I know what your thoughts are.
Ditch him or her right now.
Can I just say,
no,
now
boyfriend.
Reading this
ditch him
reading this, that it's definitely a man and a woman. That is definitely a straight bloke. That's definitely a straight bloke forgetting. I honestly not a sort of stereotype heterosexual men here, but I think that's a straight man who's just,
do you think,
thinks everything's fine and sorted. And guess what, dude? It's not.
No.
It never is.
Do you know, it's true, though. You don't need materialistic things.
Absolutely.
But I definitely think you need romantic gestures.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, just like, even if you go on a date or whatever, or you go out, you don't have to pay. Just making the actual effort to go.
Yeah.
You know? And flowers and chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't expensive. You sometimes go to the shop and get me a bar of dairy milk and I am cock-a-hoop. It's cost you like 80 pence.
Yeah. Well, I just did that today, didn't I?
Yeah.
I handed you a tiny little dairy milk.
Yeah.
I said, there you go. I said, are you having a coffee? He said, yes, I gave you a little dairy milk. Yeah. And it was a multi-pack dairy milk, wasn't it? And I've hid the multi-pack.
There's more?
Well, I'm looking forward to the phone call later on when I'm at my gig.
Where's the pack, Chris?
Oh, God. You shouldn't have told us that there was more.
Did you not know? No? Oh, shit.
I didn't even realise.
Oh, yeah. I think there was 10.
Shut up.
I'm taking them with us to the gig.
Oh, don't.
Listen, anonymous lady. I think you're listening here, right? Oh, because some truth bombs dropped on you. No, I didn't mean that to sound so weird. Listen, I think you've got to ask yourself, truth time here, serious time, you've got to ask yourself, have you got a boyfriend or a roommate?
Exactly.
That's what you got to think now. Maybe
this is blatantly the same person who's living on a different floor.
Yeah.
No, to the other half. It is.
No, it's not.
Well, I think the fact that she is even messaging in speaks volumes.
But she doesn't want to get upset. And there might be humping like bunny rabbits. We don't know that. But
sex isn't everything.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's definitely not a roommate. You know, you've got a boyfriend and not a roommate if they're shagging all the time, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I just said there, if you've got a boyfriend or if you've got a roommate, right? But there might be, just because they're not going on little date nights and doing stuff like that.
Yeah, but he's never getting her any flowers and he's not doing anything nice. I bet he's never even made her a cup of tea or coffee in bed. Do you know what I mean? It's little things like that. He's clearly shit. Ditch him.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. But early 20s, don't have kids with him or anything.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know what? Early 20s, can I just say, you will turn around in your 30s when you've got kids and you will go, why wasn't I not out every single fucking night in my 20s? And even when I'm in, why was I not in drinking wine all night, staying up until all hours, watching blimmin' Netflix and that?
Totally agree.
Honestly, like...
And not just that.
Life's short.
Yeah, and not... Yeah. Basically, life is short. And I always think... Do you know when you're in your 20s and you see people in the relationships and you're like... Why are you with this person? They're with them for years and you're like, are you going to marry that person?
Yeah.
Do you want to spend the rest of your life with them? No? Then what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why bother?
But that's just the clarity that comes with later on in life, isn't it? You can look, it's always easy to look back and see that. At this moment, she doesn't know that. But
yeah, I suppose.
Hopefully this has helped a little bit. I mean, I don't think ditch is the thing, but maybe speak to him. Well, maybe speak to him. Maybe say, look, I shouldn't have to prompt you for these things. We're in my 20s. We're young here.
Nah. Ditch. Nah?
Oh,
D-I-T-C-H.
Yeah? Is that did you spit on him as well? I spit on him on the way out. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, it got all quite serious there, didn't it? Quick, find a question.
Find one about
shit.
God, pump and poo. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for the celebrity question of the week. And this week it is from the lovely Example, who I'm yet to meet, actually. Sorry, Chris knows him. I don't.
Very passive-aggressive introduction there. Here's another one of your celebrity men's mates that you've never introduced us to. Are you ashamed of us? Here's the question.
I just mean that Jesus. You've known him for years and I've never met him. But he lives in Australia/London. Anyway.
I'm going to his house in a couple of weeks.
Oh, lovely.
No, you're not invited. He said he doesn't want to be close mates with you anymore. He just wants to say hi when he passes you in the street. So you've got to deal with that without being a psycho.
Do you know what? That's my exact cup of tea. So me and him would get on like I was on fire from other sides of the road.
Other sides of the world. Here it is.
Exactly.
Hello there. It's Example, a.k.a. Elliot. My mum calls me Elliot. Chris has been asking me to... do a question for this stupid fucking podcast. I think you've asked me about 4 or 5 times now. And you've just asked me again. Twat. I'm just watching that TV show, Chernobyl, or as thick people call it, Chernobyl. And yeah, it got me thinking. There's a scene where there's a very radioactive guy. Right, he's extremely radioactive. Like, he was a fireman at the nuclear power plant. And he is so fucking radioactive. Like, his skin's falling off. And his wife turns up. And the nurse says, please don't hug him. He's really radioactive. Don't touch him. And she does anyway. So my question to you guys is, A, would you hug each other if the other one was radioactive, knowing you were going to definitely die very soon afterwards, even though they were going to die? And do you think people should hug their partners, you know, however much you love them, or should you just leave them alone and be like, sorry, mate, you're radioactive, you know. All right, anyway, love you, bye.
Example there, keeping it light.
I think me and him would get on like a house on fire, to be honest.
No, he is what he's genuinely, as much as he is a genuine knob, he's also a brilliant guy.
Love it. Grim as out.
Amazing question.
Great question. Would I hug you if you were radioactive? No. Not in a million years.
You don't hug me when I haven't brushed my teeth.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. There's the answer. No. You right, this is probably a beef, but this is just an opinion of mine. You love hugging so much. And I am, but you know what's so weird? I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I love hugging.
Yeah.
You just really, you really fucking love hugging. And it's
just
rank.
You. I don't hug random people. I just hug you.
Well, I wish you would.
I wish I'd get it out of the house.
I wish you'd get it out of your system.
Go on.
You love hugging so much.
So yeah, hugging oats out of this house.
You've stopped burping when we hug as much.
I have.
So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So little if anything's come from this podcast, it's that.
Thank you. Are you just practicing all the time now with all the hugs? Now, seeing if you can just keep doing it.
Well, I've got a punch bag hanging up in the shed, and when I need a burp, I run out and I hug it and I squeeze it and I squeeze all my burps out and then I run back in. That shed's fucking stinking. We should burn it down.
Wooden shock is that? That's radioactive, that shed. Would you hug? Yeah, you would hug me.
Probably,
I think
yeah.
you would.
I think I'd probably hug you if you were radioactive. Yeah, if you were dying, you were radioactive like
but
that.
But what
guy,
about Robin? One
die.
Of us got to look after Robin.
He'd be alright.
No, but that's the difference, isn't it? I'd be like, don't hug us, I'm radioactive.
Yeah, whereas I'd be like,
please
hug us. Please hug us, I'm radioactive, I need a hug.
As well, just did you hear that he did Chernobyl in an Australian accent?
Yeah.
Chernobyl. But it is Chernobyl. And I said it correctly, Chernobyl. And I'm buzzing with that.
Yeah, it's a good show. There was no spoilers there. I mean, if you didn't know that happened, then... I mean,
apparently a lot of people didn't.
Really?
It was trending for a while and people were like, this story's amazing. It's like, actually happened, guys.
Jesus Christ.
It's a bit of history. So that's
good
great.
Lord.
There's probably the same people who listen to this and messaged in. So that's fun.
Can I just say as well from his question, I love the phrase, he was so fucking radioactive.
I enjoyed that a lot.
He was, honestly, guys, he was so fucking radioactive at the eulogy. And he died because he was just so fucking radioactive. Jesus, mate.
As well, just on the back of that, still after celebrity questions.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know that many more.
No.
Do we? I'm just going to have to do a group message.
Yeah.
On my Instagram.
You're going to have to do it.
You can have all the Insta moms.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all, I'll get all of them to do one. Can't wait.
Oh, how are we going to end this? I don't know how to end
no
it.
No idea.
Normally end on a big
just,
laugh.
Why don't we have a hug? You know, you're desperate for one.
I am. Oh, this talk of hugging.
Have a
all this hug. Talk of hugging has made us broody for a hug.
Do you want a little hug?
Yeah, have a little hug.
Come on then.
Oh my God. Bye, guys.
And that's it. Another episode done. That was episode 18. Thank you so much. I am off to dry my hair because I stupidly did a podcast with wet hair and I'm freezing.
I thought it looked weird.
Yeah, long story, but I don't know why I've done that.
Swim.
I'm thinking I live in a foreign country or something. It's freezing.
Don't you dare touch that thermostat. You're not putting the heating on. And I'm glad to see you've got a jumper on as well.
Because I'm so cold.
Guys, as always, thank you so much. If you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com and on Rose's Instagram, not on mine, I don't read them. Rate and subscribe. Bye!
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.